Now, this is a pay masha to chayu. Sheir seich seich sovim v'sei yuzi. So, that's behemoth. The behemoth theorists. So there are only three species of behemoth theorists. And then there are chayis theorists. Ayol utzvi v'yachmu v'akoy v'dishen usoy v'zoma. So seven, there are seven species of chayis theorists. Highest theories. Now, the same, the Hemshech of that Gemara. We learned before, we went over a piece of Gemara that in Tessa Medalla, up to the last line, Simone Chayim. So the last line, when Tessa Medalla. Tona Rabban, Eilu Heim Simone Chayim. Chayim Bichlal Behemo Yimu Simone. Even though there is a distinction between Chayim and Behemo. Ligabi what? So that's only Ligabi Kisadam, Ligabi Chile. So Chayim has a Chumre and has a Kule as against Behemo. It has a chumre because behemo is not chayeves in kisadam. A chayo is chayeves in kisadam. And then it has a kule because chilev of a behemo is osea, and there is malkes and kores. Chilev of a chayo is muta. So, but as far as tehiro and meyo are concerned, so the same essential simonim that are criteria in determining whether a behemo is mutaras or not, so are also the same criteria in determining whether a chayo is mutaras or not. So chayo bichlal behemo hi, bichlal behemo hi simon. Omar Rav Zeir. So what? So that's the Gemara's kashi. So why discuss simon chayo? Chayo bichlal behemo hi simon. Omar Rav Zeir is the teret. Omar Rav Zeir. Lehati chel, but there is a difference in regard to chelav. So chelav of a chayo is muter. So we have to know what is a chayo and what is a behem, in order to know whether the chelav of a certain animal is muter or osa. V'orakama, eilu hein simone chayo shechel b'muter. Now Rashi in Chumash says that the criteria. Here the Gemara mentions simonim, that's physical manifestations. But what's the definition of chayo in contrast to behemoth as far as the heter chelev is concerned? So Rashi says several places in Chumash that the criterion whereby we determine whether it's a chayo or behemoth is that a chayo is basode. It's a field animal. And behemo is a domestic animal. The Ramban in Chumash in Breishis, he mentions another criteria. He says a chayo is what is called in English a carnivorous animal, an animal that eats meat, and a behemo is what is called in English a herbivorous animal. Well, anyway, whatever the definition is, but the Gemara gives certain external simonim to determine as to whether a certain animal is a chayo or a behem. Vorekoma, Elohim simone chayo shechel b'muter. Kol sheyesh lo kanayim utlof. Rebdei seim, yesh lo kanayim miyato tzorech larze al tlof. Yesh lo tlofim tzorech ato larze al kanayim. Vikeresh avo pishein le keren achas muter. So klolehu. So the Tanakhama says that if it has horns and it has hooves, so it's a chayo, klolehu varies, a goat, that's a behemoth. The yesh lekanaim, it has horns and it has hooves, utlufay, v'chel b'yosa, because it's a behemoth considered al bedin. So the Gemara says, kruche is bino. So Rashi says, When it says yesh lo kanayim, it doesn't mean just kanayim horns, special types of horns. A chayo, the horns of a chayo are different than the horns of a behem. So the horns of a chayo are kruches, rounded. Rashi explains it. Kruches gilde gilde, klipo al klipo, one ring on top of the other. Kein kani asher. So kol vareis the yishlei kanai utlofim vichel beyoser. So the Gemara gives the teretz kruches binon. When the price says that Simon Echayo consists in Kanaim, it means Kanaim kruches. So the Gemara is the kashe varishay asher is a behemo. The kruches, it's rounded, it consists of rings. Vichel beyoser because alpidin is considered a behemo. So the Gemara says charuke is binon. Charuke is binon. So what is charuke? So Rashi says mlei is gimeis. If it's full of notches, if it's notched, if the horns are notched, charuke is binon. So the Gemara is the kashi. Varieis the charuke, the horns of a goat are not only rounded but it's also notched, and still chelbe is osea. It's considered as a behemo. So the Gemara says, Mefutzolis bino. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Natan. What's Mefutzolis? According to Rashi, Rashi says Mefutzolis, it means forked. I mean, the old French expression is always like the English. Forked. In other words, branching out like a fork. Like a fork. So it's forked. And Teisves says that Mefutzolis means, first of all, he's not geiris mifutzolis, but he's geiris mivutzolis, Rav Netan. Kileimar skufes, virosheyem kufes, bent. The top is bent. And he's geiris mivutzolis, not mifutzolis. Mifutzolis necessarily means, as Rashi says, forked, branching out. But he's geiris mivutzolis, skufes, virosheyem kufes, bent on top. All right, now, so the Gemara says Kashe Varitzvi Deinu Futzolis. So Rashi's Girsa is Mefutzolis forked. So usually Tzvi means a deer. So Rashi says that here Tzvi doesn't mean a deer, because Rashi Lishito say that Mefutzolis means forked, and the Gemara says Varitzvi Deinu Futzolis. It's not forked. V'chel b'muter, and the idea. So it is forked. It is forked. So Rashi says, tzvi here means something else, not what we ordinarily call it tzvi. So Tesis mentions pirish b'kuntre tzvi ein ze shono erin kerim tzvi. Do avadim futzolit saying it is forked. Elo tzvi. Ze shonu kirinei se ashtenbog. The carneo shalei eino mifutzolis. Eino mifutzolis. So, v'rabatame imei ano. Vizeu eise shonu kirim tzvi. So, v'horek oras rabnetam. So, rabnetam mentions, raiz. V'horek oras rabnetam. Mifutzolis. Kileima skufes. V'rosheim kufes. Not fork, but bent on top. All right. So varitzvid in vutzoli v'chalbim buter. So chadur is binon. Chadur is binon. So he says. So first he says agulis shomait v'loish kolish yochavis v'loy nire. The kruches an agulis, because the Gemara mentioned before kruches that is rounded. So chadur is could not be rounded. So Rashi says, what is chadureis? Chadureis is ke shechod l'malo, pointed. Pointed. So then the Gemara says, hilkach. So the Gemara mentions the cloud. Hey, chedi miftzale, where it is forked, or according to Rabbi Tamsgir, se mivutzaleis. So it means where it is rounded on top, I mean where it is bent on top, not rounded, I mean. According to Rabbi Tamsgir, the mivutzolis, so it means where it's bent on top, or here, according to Rashi, where it's forked, loydine veloydine. So that in itself is a sufficient semen, determines that it's a chayim. So in other words, one, if the horns are forked or bent, according to Ramnetam, forked according to Rashi, or bent according to Ramnetam, so that in itself is a semen, that it's a chayim. We don't need any other semen. But suppose it's not forked, or according to Ramnetam, suppose it's not bent on top, so then it still could be a chayim. But then we need more than one semen. So forked mifutzolis or mifutzolis is a semen by itself that it's a chayim. If it's not forked, if it's not mifutzolis or not mifutzolis, so then it still could be a chayim. But then we need more than one semen. So heicha the mifutzolis that in itself is a semen loydin loydain that determines that it's a chayim. Heicha the loy mifutzolis. So being, then we need, if it doesn't have that semen of being forked, so then we need three other simonim. Kruches, rounded, chadureis, pointed, and charukeis, notched. So in other words, so if it is forked, then this itself is a semen of a chayo, and if it's not forked, so only if it has three other simonim. Three other, rounded and pointed and notched, vihu di mivlech yakai, and only when the notches run one into another, the notches have to be nivla one into another. But suppose it's notched, but they are separate; they are not intertwined. The notches do not intertwine one another; they do not run into one another. So then, it's not a simen of a chayim. And that's the reason as to why a certain type of a goat, so it's a suffix, whether it is a chayo or a behemo. So Rashi says, Rashi gives a strange pshat. Why is it a suffix? In other words, it should, according to the simonim, so it should be a chayo. It's chadura, it's charukis and everything. But it's still called eis. So maybe it's a mimbein. Now, if according to the simonim, Teisve says, no, why do we have a sofik in regard to his karkus, whether the chilev is muter or osa, in other words, whether it's a chayo, so the chilev is muter, or it's a behemo, so the chilev is osa, because it has notches, but the notches do not run into one into another. So according to Teisa Chiat, we understand. So since the notches do not run into one another, so maybe we do not have determining simonim. But according to Rashi, so it has all the simonim of a chayo. So, but there is a suffix because it's called eis. So we have to explain it because, you see, as I said before, there are two types of simonim. There are simonim that can be called essential simonim, and there are simonim that are statistical simonim. Now, these simonim, the Torah doesn't mention them. I mean, horns, certain kind of horns, rounded, notched, forked, bent. I mean, whatever it is, these are not essential simonim. These are not essential simonim. So it's only statistical simonim. So since it's only statistical simonim, so mainly the fact that it's called eis, and the eis in general is a behemo, so mainly that creates a suffix that in spite of the statistical simonim, maybe it is a behemo, even though it conforms to all the statistical simonim of a chayim. All right. Anyway, so this is the Gemara. All right, now, the two. Simen Pei. Chayo chelba muta, vidomo osa, viton kisu, velu nisparsu simoneo biteiro, vechachomim nos nusimon mikan liseo, ime mifutzoleis vadai chayoi, upirsherashe mifutzoleis shahar bei pzulim yeitzimehem. Forked. V'ramtam pireish, he is not geris mevutzolis, he is geris mevutzolis. She in skufes, u kfufes biroshe, V'meino mefutzal eis. So if it's mefutzal, then it's itself is a simon of a chai. But if it's not mefutzal, only if it has other simon. Seven. So she yo, kruches, rounded, hadureis, v'charukes, pointed, v'charukes, notched. Pirish kruches asui is gilde gilde, rings, gilde haptolim, like the different shells of an onion. The hadurei sheyagureis v'lo yirichoveis kikarneis charukeis sheyeish b'en. So the two mentions the pshat that Rashi mentions and rejects. You see, because Rashi mentions at first hadureis that it means agureis v'lo yirichoveis. So he says no, that's not it. So Rashi says it mispointed, but the two mentioned it. But they have to run one to another, the notches. If it's not mifutzoleis, so in a chai. But if it's mifutzoleis there, we don't have to look for any other simon. That's a wild goat. Mechayo. And a wild ox, min behemo. All right. Simen pei. Chayo teiro chelbo muta, vidomo osa, vitoon kis, v'chachomim nos musimonim piashmuo, bikan isel, im ifutzolim, vadai chayo teiro. So, in other words, the mechaber is paskens like the gears of Rashi. Mefutzolim, not mevutzol. Pirush al pitzul yitzmen. Vade chayoteiru. V'meino mefutzol eiso sheim eshlish simonim. Kruches adures charukes. Pirush kruches asuiz glodim kipzoli. Hadures agules lerichobes. Again, like the first lashon Rashi that Rashi himself rejects. Charukes yish bechritzim svivim tchuf mevloim zemazeh. V'udim mivliach rikaye. V'chosar echod meilu. Hashlisho. Simonim chelbo oser, b'med lo amurim b'min shin makire. Aval zay min echayo amurim b'teiro, imo yemakire echad mehem, afilu imotzol ikanayim, chelbo imuter v'idome iton kisu, because these are spelled out by the Torah, as chayis. In other words, these simonim are only statistical simonim, they're not essential simonim. Sheirabo min behemu, hakeresh afal pi, she'in li lekeren echod, areyu chayo. Now we don't have this kind of an animal today. Ha, kol she is tapik lochi mimun chayo imim behemo, chel beyosa, vein leikin olofum chasin es domi. Kloim habom bi behemo teiro im chayo teiro, hu anik chokoi, chel beyosa, vein leikin olofum chasin es domi. So in other words, koi has a din sofik. So in other words, what is koi? So it has a din sofik, but bimtzias, what is it? It's a hybrid of a behemoteiro and a chayoteiro. So mele is osea, it has all the chumres of a chayo, and it has all the chumres of a behemo. So mele mitzad the chumre of a behemo, so the chilev is osea. Mitzad the chumre of chayo, so it's chayer in kisu adam. It's chayer in kisu adam. All right, now, simen piyal, in the Torah. All of behemo v'chayot meyo, oy treifo, v'tziro, u'mei ragleo, lo yishne mei raglayim shel chamei ala yishne shel shor behemo v'chayot meyim asurim kipsoro. So in other words, so there is a loche that hayetze min atomei osa. Hayetze Gemara learns that out from a posik of Basayano. So that so the Gemara learns out that ayeitze min atomei is tomei. So mele he says chol of behemo v'chayot meyo itreifo v'itziro u'miraglao lo yishne miraglaim shel chamei lo yishne shel shor behemo v'chayo hat meyin is asurim kipso v'u gvinei shenasu mi chol of behemo v'nimtzi streifo. So chol of itreifo is osea. Now suppose you made cheese out of milk that was obtained from a certain behemoth, and that cow turned out to be a taifo, so mamela that gvino is osa. But sometimes it's possible that this behemo out of which that milk was obtained became a treifo only 1 minute before the shchita. And at the time the milk was obtained from it, it was ishleimo. So then the gvino is muteres. So now, suppose we don't know when we found out after the shchita, we found out that a certain behemo is a treifo, but we don't know when it became a treifo, whether before it was milked or after it was milked. So the nimtzes is treifo. Imu treifo shef shasho yiralo ela ato si kigoy nikaf krum shal meyach v'chayeitzi v'ze imu teretz. Da amrin un hashdu de nitrifo. Sherim behim is v'cheskas ksheir eisein v'yashdu she nitrifo. So even the kind of treifo that could have happened just a moment before Shchite. And since most behemes are Ksheirei Shleimeis, not Reifes, some Mele we say that originally, even though we find now, after Shchite, that the behemes was a Treife, but there are two alternatives. Either it was born a Treife, or it became a Treife, or it became a Treife a minute before the Shchite, so we say, on the basis of behemes, einon treifes, so even though it is established that bishas Shchite behemes was a treife, but we say it became a treife later on. And at the time the milk was obtained from it, it was still a shleimo. So, imu treif shev shel yir, lo lato ki goy, nikaf kum shol meyev ha yitzim uteres, damun ashtu shenitro shereve mechazek shere sein, ve ashtu shenitrifo. Avol im yodua she keidem shechol vo nitrifo. But suppose it is a kind of treif that we know it did not occur just before the shrite. She must have been born with it. Ki yisere seiver, she nitrifo bo. In other words, there are certain ivorim. If a behemo has an extra iver, so called yesakinotel dome, it's a treifo. Now, if a behemo has an extra iver, that's not something that happens later on. So she's born with it. So mele then the gvino is osa. Oi hu glat pia mako. Suppose the treifo consists of a certain mak, and we see that some scar tissue developed. So it takes at least 3 days for the scar tissue to develop over the maki. So mele we know, so if we know that the milk was obtained from the cow 2 days before the shrite, so we know that at the time the milk was obtained, so it already was a treife, because it couldn't be huklat if it didn't take place 3 days before. Oy gut la makke shbe du shik miyo bkna shrito yo kol agvun is asures vi mi beider im beim sacher is. Now suppose we know that the cheese was made from milk that was obtained from one of the behemoths in the stable, but we don't know which behemoth, and one behemoth in the stable is a treife, so we don't know whether it was obtained, this cheese was made from the milk that was obtained from this behemoth or not. So then, kol agvinis, v'im behem v'nsar v'chol v'bachiris, kol agvinis asuris, v'arash b'kosav, she'hilchim b'yachashi o shishim, k'moy b'shor isur, v'im nitrifo al din sirche. Now, so there are certain sirches that are kosher only if we make a b'dik. We put it in warm water and we blow it, and we have to see whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble. So since we are not key in this bdike, so mele if it has any such sirche that is only kosher if we make a bdike, and we are not key, so mele it's of treif. So im nitri for all this sirche, kosa farajbo, kivin shiyef shalim arachshov, mamesh nitri for is asureis. Now we cannot say that it's achshav mamish nitrifo. So, if it's possible to say that it became a tray for the last moment, a moment for the Shrite, so then we rely on Chazok. But suppose it's Nitri for the Sirch. Now, according to Rashi, so why is a Sirch a matriv? Because a Sirch is indicative of the fact that there was an eke in the rain. There is a machlekes Rashi in Tesis. Why is a Sirch a matriv? According to Rashi, so Isirche is an indication that the Nekev took place already. According to Teisves, Isirche is not an indication that the Nekev in the Reya took place already. But that is an indication that the Nekev is bound to take place. So maybe it becomes a Treif, even though the Nekev did not take place as yet. Now, so this Rashba apparently accords with the Shita of Rash, that the Sirche is matriv because it's an indication that the Nekev took place already. So Meila, we cannot rely on Chazoke, because since the behemoth, because when can we rely on Chazoke? If the question is, did it become a treife? Did it become a treife the last moment before the Shrite? Or not, so we say, since Reiv Behime is Ashleimeis, so we assume that this Behime or two that turned out after Shrita to be a Treife was born Ishleimo, and since it was born Ishleimo, so even though we know that this status quo was changed, because right now it's certainly a Treife, so we say it changed the last moment. A minute before the Shrite. Masha'im kei, nitrifal di Sirche, and according to Rashi Shite, that Sirche is an indication that the Nekev in the Reye took place already. So we couldn't say that it's a minute before the Shrite. So that means that the Nekev must have occurred some time ago before the Shrite. So since we cannot say she became a Treve, the Behemoth became a Treve the last moment before the Shrite, so why say some Mele? So we cannot toss a coin and say it took place, let's say, a month before the Shrite, 2 months, my choses. If it's possible to say that the treife occurred mamish the minute before the Shrite, so we say that. But if it's a treife al disirche, and according to Rashi, that sirche is a raya that a nekev in the raya occurred before, so it certainly did not become a treife the last minute. So Mele, we cannot rely on Chazok. So you need to one second. We need to follow this here because of Arashbo. Keep me she yev shalei marach of mamish nitrifo. Asurex. We hold she yedu abe meshalei ach of mamish nitrifo. Im king for yotzo zu mechaim meches kasareiv. Ve yedu ami kam. U visofik yeish leeseya. Visveke de reise lechum. So this, the Rashbo shite. Bo de rosh is chelik. Vadein yovi o rosh zau. Kosav lehati abis treife shal disirche mipnei sheim oyin upkim livorer efshel shoyulon heter al divdike im kein havele svek sveike sofik treife sofik teine treife vim tim zolim a treife eimer ha hakach nitrifo. In other words, we are dealing with the kind of isirche that if we had been pkim in the bdike, so then possibly, let's say, if we knew how to be bedek by putting it in pushing in lukewarm water and see whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble, so maybe we would be able to determine. But we are not pkim. Some mele, we are not pkim. But it's a sofik. Maybe if we knew how to make the bdike, so in spite of the sirche, it could be determined that that there is no nekev in the reye. There is no nekev in the raya. So mimele, the Rosh says, so it's a svek sveike. True, we cannot rely on chazoke, but we have a svek sveike. First of all, even though we cannot rely on chazoke, and even though it is established that the behemoth was not a shleimo without sirches up to the shrite, because certainly according to Rashi, so mimele it could be that definitely the Nekev occurred some time before the Shrite. We don't know when, so we can't say Chazoki. But even though we don't know when, and we know that the milk was obtained let's say, 5 days before the Shrite. But it's possible that the Nekev occurred 4 days before the Shrite. We cannot say that the Nekev occurred just a minute before the Shrite, since there is a Silche, but it could have occurred 4 days before the Shrite, and the milk was obtained 5 days before the Shrite. So it is something, that's one suffix. And assuming, and that we shouldn't say, I mean the Nekev, because once, and so then, the Silche took place already, the addition took place already, so took place only 4 days before the Shrite, and 5 days before the Shrite did not have any Silche. And assuming that even 5 days before the Shrite it had a Silche, if we knew how to be Beidik, maybe we would be assured for the Bdike that it has no Nekev. So maybe it's a Svek. Why does the Rashba say that it's Hosea? So the Rashba Shite is that this is considered like a Sofik Machmas Chison Yediyeh. So isofik machmas chison yidiye. So it's not considered as isofik in svek svek. That's the machlekes. And the roshite is, since that chison yidiye is true of all people, I mean, it's not only of ignorant people, but people who are boki in other things, but in this bdike they're not boki. So memele, the Rosh Shite is, it cannot be considered like a Sofik Sheitim, Sofik Chison Yedir. Alright. So, Yaledi Yachmurti, Mutor, Perush, Gimim, Mebeitzi Zocho, the Yachmurti, Mashleches Mirachmo. So, in other words, so that is Muter. Why it's Pirshe Baalme? It doesn't have a Shemeich. Eir Habo, Kineget Ponov Shel Chameir, Mutor, in Perush, Shal Yesh Chameir Neitzebe, the afterbirth. The Pirshe Baalmen. So it's Muta. Cholov Behemo Vichayu Ateiro Vateirim Umei Ragleyem Muta. Veim Bimushimei Vamnachai. So Cholov, actually, so Cholov even of Behemo Teiro should be Osea, because of Vamnachai, because of Minachai. So, but there is a special Zerasakosu. Erez of Ascholov Dvosh, another posik. So Mimele, so it's Muta. V'kotzav ha-rav Rebbe Elozer, davke cholov she'itiru ha-kosov. Avol mei cholov osa, v'arav Rebbe Simcha matirei, v'chein ne'yagi. Now we had it in Bosa B'cholov, at the beginning of Bosa B'cholov. So mei cholov. Now what is mei cholov? So mei cholov is not way. Way, that's nasyu v'dechlovi. That's way. But when you take the way, so the way is certainly muta, the way. He's certainly muter, but you can take the whey and boil it. So then the more solid part floats on top, and what remains is completely watery. So the watery part that remains of the whey, that's called mechol. Now, in Simen Pezayim, Sif Ches, Yeish Mishayime, V'nisiyu V'dechlove, Einom Bichlal Meicholov, V'yosem Nateiro, Elo Meicholov, so that's Cholov Mamish. Elo Meicholov, Haine Acha She'esim Hagvino, Mivashlim HaNisiyu V'e, so you cook the whey, V'eichel Tzof Milmailo, V'nisha Be'yelmayim Be'alme, Zeu anikro meicholov. So that is not subject to the yisar of basa becholov, because that does not have a din of cholov. So the watery part that remains after you boil the whey, so does not have a chaleishem cholov, and it does not come within the yisar of basa becholov. In other words, if you are mevashel this watery part together with meat, you're not even the yisar of basa becholov. So Mimele, the Shita of Rav Rebbe Elazar is, that in as much, without Exeras HaKosuf of Eretz of Ascholov Udvosh, So every cholov should be osir because of Eivam Nachai. But there is Ixeres HaKosuf of Erez of Ascholov Advosh. So only that which is Ichalishem Cholov comes within the heter of the Ixeres HaKosuf. Mashein Kimei Cholov, the watery part that remains after boiling the whey, so that does not have Shem Cholov, so it doesn't come within Ixeres HaKosuf. So Memele, it's osir. מצד מן החי. כוסף הרב רב אלעזר דווקא חולוב שיתירה כוסף. אבל מי חולוב עושה? והרב רב שמחה מתירה וכן יגיד. And all the רשיינים החילי כאן הרב רב אלעזר. And they hold that even though the מי חולוב is not considered as חולוב in so far as the איסר of בוסף בחולוב is concerned, but in so far as the גזרס הכוסף of ארץ זו והסחולוב ודבוש is concerned, so every ingredient, every derivative of Cholov comes within the heter of the Gzeres HaKosuf of Gzeres HaKosuf. It's mistabel like that. I mean, and all the Rishenim, Achili Kana Rav Reb Lezashi, Treifa Sheyonkom in Akshir, Cholov, now that we had, Treifa Sheyonkom in Akshir, we had the three Shittas, the Shitta of Rashi, and the Shitta of Hamnetam, and the Shitta of the Rif and the Rambam. What is Pir Shebalmi? So according to Rashi, so even Korosh is not Pir Shebalmi. And according to the Rambam and the Rif, so even Tzolul is Pirshe Baalmeh. According to Ramnetam, it all depends. If it's Tzolul, it's not Pirshe Baalmeh. If it's Korosh, it is Pirshe Baalmeh. So Treifo Sheyinko, Sheyonko Minakshero, Sheyonko Minakshero, Cholov Shenimtso Bekivoso Muter. Why? Because Hayitzim in Aoser, Oser. Hayitzim in Amuter, Muter. Now the Cholov that you find in the cave of the Treife, who sucked it from the Kshero, so that means that milk, the Treife, the baby, the Treife got from the Kshero, so it's Hayitzim Lamuter, so Memele it's Muter. And we are assuming that Tzolo is not Pir Shebalmi. Ukshero, Sheyonko Menatrefo, so the baby was a Kshero. And it was Yonko Menatrefo, he sucked it from the Trefo. So Cholva Nimtza Bekivoso came from where? It came from the Trefo. So even though you find it in the cave of the Kshero, but it came from the Treifo, so it's Hayitzim Min Oser, so it's Oser. Vidavka Atzolu, Avla Korosh, so then it's Pir Shebalmi, doesn't have a Shemir. Mulu Kame Yizboya, Buchebaz Bacholov. So that depends upon the Machlekes. So that depends. So according to the Rif in the Rambam, so even Tzolu is Muter. Kshero Sheyon Komen Atrei. But with the two Paschas like Rav Netam. So he says, if it's Tzolu, so it's Oser. Cholov Odom is Muter. במדברים אמירים כי שפירש מן האישו שחלפתי בשכלי אבל גודל היינק משדה אישו כי יינק שקט ומכן איזה מכס מרדוס. Now as the Hashulchan points out, this is that the Rabbonon is not a Niser, the Rabbonon that is based upon Tznius, because the same Niser would apply to a woman who is Yinekes Mishdei Isho. So it's also, Mid Rabbonon is considered like Sheket. Mid Rabbonon it's also. But if it was a very pirish mishdei isho, so then it's muta legam. Vitineik, yeneik, at saved alichon. Now since kol's man shaloi pirish, so it's osam rabbonon. So in other words, so it's kol's man shaloi pirish mishdei isho. It's osam rabbonon b'tiras macholes asures. It's not an iser of tznius. Even an isho is not allowed to be yeneik mishdei isho. So it's an Isra of Macholos Asures. So we have a problem. So how can we allow a baby to suck? So the answer is, since it's only an Isra of Rabbanon, so vis-a-vis baby, the Chachomim did not apply that Isra. So we don't have to resort to, because it's necessary, it's indispensable for health. When the Chachomim assert Cholovishon, Shaloi Pireish, they excluded from it the ligabe tineik. So who is considered as a tineik? So the tineik yene katsev dalichoni libori vehele chile. Vamedu amamurim kishaloi pirish. Aval im pirish shegamlu gimu yomi meis leis achach of dalit chedesh lo yarzechu. But up to chav dalit chedesh, even though his mother didn't nurse him for 24 months, and the mother nursed him only, let's say, for 12 months, but within 24 months, even though he stopped, so even though he was already weaned from breastfeeding, so he's still muter to give him a breastfeedings. So the Chachomim excluded from the Yisr up to Chavdalet. Chedesh. The Hanemile shall your body perish. Avul imperish with the Chelish or Yachline could perish, Lechoshiv, Kipirish, Vichemin Larzire. Even after Chavdalet Chedesh. Vim Yeshakone Marzirin after the Hakamayomi. Uf say Chavdalet Chedesh. Afil Pirish with the Bir Yechelish or Yese Marzirin. Dvash Dveirim. Mutter. Vim Bey Mishumeva Menachai. Now. The question is, but it should be osir, honey, should be osir on the score of a yeitze min atome osir. A bee is an insect, and it's osir. So memele, the honey should also be osir. So how is it that honey is muter? So now everybody agrees that honey is muter. But there is a machlekes. In Preiretz, between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim. Now there is a braise that zayin on the base in prayers. Mipnei ma'om ru dvash dveri muta. It should be osir. It's a yetzim in osir. So Tanekame says, mipnei shemachnise seise migufon, veimimatzi seise migufon. In other words, because how is honey manufactured? So the bee actually acts as a chemist. So the bee gets certain materials from the flowers, and then the organism of the bee is like a chemical laboratory, and that is changed. So the syrup that the bee extracts from the flowers is transformed chemically into honey. So it's not, it is a secretion, but the secretion is not, does not emanate from the organism of the bee itself. The bee is like a chemical laboratory that manufactures honey. And it extracts certain substances from the flower, and it changes. It changes them into honey. So the Tanakhame says that's the reason as to why it's not osir on the score of ayetzim in osir when is something osir underscore or for yetzim osir osir if it emanates from the organism. But here, this is a fine substance that the bee extracted from the flowers, and then he changed them in the same way as a chemist changes in the chemical laboratory. So it's one substance into another substance. So the bee itself is the chemist. So Memele doesn't come within the Isaiah of Ayetzim and Osos. There's the Tanakam. But then Rabbi Yaakov says something else. Rabbi Yaakov says, it's a Gzeres HaKosov. And the Gzeres HaKosov is not Eretz Ovas Cholov Udvosh, as sometimes, as one big London wrote one time in an English journal, Eretz Ovas Cholov Udvosh, because Dvosh means, doesn't mean honey, it means Dvash Dmor. But there is a Gzeres HaKosov, Acheze Teichu, Mikol Sheretz Oiv, Ze Ato Eichel, Vi Ato Eichel Sheretz Iftomi, Sheretz Iftomi Behedek Siv, Elo Sheretz Iftomi Yato Eichel, Avot Eichel, Mashe Iftomi Mashetz, because that's a ribu, it's a purpose. Why does the Torah say Acheze Teichlo? So that is Mimayit. Acheze Teichlo, Mikol Sheretz Eiv. So in other words, Avot Eichel, מה שאיף תומי משריץ, ואיזה זה דבש דבר. יוכל אב דבש הגוזים והצירויים, אמרת לוי, ומה רואיסו לרבס דברים ולהיצה הגיזים והצירויים, מרבה אני דבש דברים שאין לשם לוואי, ומהיצה אני דבש גוזים וצירויים שיש לשם לוואי. כמען אז להוד איתניה דבש הגוזים והצירויים תואר, ומותר באכילה, דלוי קרביית. So in other words, so there is a, everybody agrees that honey is mutar, dvash dveirim is mutar. But dvash dveirim is honey, is a secretion that is produced by bees. But there are other insects that produce certain secretions in a similar way. And they too do not emanate the secretion from the organism, but they extract certain substances, certain foreign substances from the surrounding, and then within their organism, so these foreign substances that are extracted from the surrounding, whether it's from flowers or from the bark of the tree, so are manufactured and changed into a certain secretion. So, according to Tanekame, that the reason is why honey is muter, because of isvore, because it doesn't emanate from the organism of the bee, the bee only acts as a chemist. According to Rabbi Yaakov, that without the special Gzeres HaKosov, so honey would be oser, on the score of Hayetzim in oser, oser. But there is a special Gzeres HaKosov, so that special Gzeres HaKosov applies only to Dvash Dveirim, it does not apply to Dvash Gizim Mitzroim. That's other insects. Now, how do we pasken? So there is a Machlekes Rishenim. The Rambam paskens like the Nikame, so Mele, not only Dvash Dveirim is muter, Dvash Gizim Mitzroyim is also muter, and the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yaakov, and it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yaakov, so only Dvash Dveirim is muter, especially because it's a Kosov, but Dvash Gizim Mitzroyim is also. Now, resinous glaze, that's Mamesh Dvash Gizim. That's Dvash Gizim Mitzroyim. What is resinous glaze? Resinous glaze is a secretion from a certain insect that thrives on certain trees in India. So these insects, I knew that the name of that insect by heart, but I already forgot. So these insects extract certain substances from the bark of certain trees in India. in India. And they thrive on it. And then they absorb it, they extract certain substances, and that's why it's called resinous lace. Why resinous? Resin, I mean wood. So they extract a certain substance from the wood, from the bark, from the of certain trees in India, and then they change them into this substance that is called resinous lace. And I made, years ago, I made a thorough investigation. And at that time, I found out, I made a thorough investigation because I wanted to know whether a certain type of candy that has resinous lace is kosher lePesach. So Memele, I made a thorough investigation. I found out that it's not only that it cannot be used for Pesach, it cannot be used the whole year. Because this is mamish dvash gisim vitzeroyim. So it's a svekid raise. There are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Whether we pass like Rabbi Yaakov, or we pass like Tanikame. According to Tanikame, so anything that does not emanate from the organism of the insect, but it is manufactured by the insect, by changing foreign substances into a new substance, so according to Tanikame, it does not come within the Yisr of Hayetzim and Oser Osa. And according to Rabbi Yaakov, it does come, but Vash Dveirim, we have Exeris HaKosov, but Vash Gizim Mitzroim is also. So Mele, there is no heter for it. And it's true that there is a Hechsher, and I told it to them, but there is no heter whatsoever. There is no heter whatsoever to use it in the Guvah Hechsher. And Asidim Eim Litin Es Adin, for being Machshir, after they were told that this is mamish like Dvar Gizim Vitzroim. All right, now. So Dvash Dveiri Muter, Ve'im Ve'im Mishumei Ve'melachai, Ve'kosav V'sefer HaMitzves, Af Al Pi She'gufei HaDveirim, Me'urovim Be'i, Uch She'mafrisim HaDvash Mehen, Mechamimim U'martichin Eisei, Afil Hoche Muter, She'neisin Tam Levgamu. The question is, how can we eat honey, but certain pieces of the bee are mixed in the honey? So Memele should be Osea, but the answer is those pieces of the bee are nice in time with God. Dvash agizim vatzeroin, kosav rabnetam shem muter, because he paskens like the Tanakami. V'chein kosav haRambam, v'adein yovi orozal, kosav leeser bidvash agizim vatzeroin. Yes. That's the same thing. It's not the name. Now, Simon Pialet. Cholov behemo v'chayot meyo, oy treifo v'tziro, umei ragleo asurin kipsor, v'yeish mi shematir b'mei ragleo. So that's the Shita Rambam. So he mentions 2 days, whether the Bemei Raglai of a Behemot Meyo or a Chayot Meyo is Muter or Osa. So one Shita is that it's Muter and then that it's Osa, and then the Rambam Shita is that it's Osa. Avol Meraglayim the Odom Lidivre Hakel Mutar. Because the Gemara mentions a special drosha that Meraglayim de Odom is Muter. Meraglayim de Odom is Muter. So, according to the Rashbo, according to the Rambam, that Psar Odom is also Midraise, so the reason as to why Meraglayim of Odom is Muter because of a special Midrash HaKosov. According to the Rashbo, that Psar Odom Midraise is Muter, so why do we need this special Midrash HaKosov that Meraglayim is also, even the Bosor Odom is Muter. So the Rashba says, in Echanam, it's only an Asmachte. And it's not a Drosh Gemura, but according to the Rambam, it's a Drosh Gemura, because the Psar Odom is also B'Ese, so Memele, the Meraglayim should also be Oser, on the score of Hayetzim in Oser Oser, but we have a special Zakos. But then we have a Machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam, as to whether Meraglayim of Behemot Meyo is Muter or it's Oser. Now, Liflug, we should say like the Ramban, that it's Oser. Hayetzim in Oser. Why does the Rambam pasken that Meiraglayim, of an Odom is mut? I'm sorry. Meiraglayim of even of a behemot meyo and chayot meyo is muter. Now let's see the Gemara. There is a Gemara in Pcheres, Dav Zayin. Boi minei Merav Sheishes. Meraglayim shel Chamei Amar. Whether it's Mutabash B.C. or not. Meraglayim of Chamei. Viti, so the Gemara asks the Kashe, Viti boi alei disusim ugmal. Why do you ask only about Meraglayim of Chamei, or why not Meraglayim of Susim ugmal? So the Gemara answers, Disusim ugmal no mi boi alei, di lo yachir, v'lidome l'cholof, mayoil mayinofek. So the meiraglayim of susim is of susim gmalim. So is not ochol. So it doesn't look like cholof. So it's mayoil. So it's certainly muta. Mayoil mayinofek. So in other words, that water comes in and water comes out. Because how is urine produced? So because a person, I mean, not only a person, I mean, when an animal drinks, so that fluid changes in, comes out in the form of urine. So memele, the miraglayim of susim ugmalim, there is no shaila that it's muta. Because it doesn't change. It is taken in by the animal as water, and then it comes out like water. It doesn't change. The color is altogether different than of water in the miraglayim of chameya. So in other words, so it passed through certain changes. The water that was originally taken in by the animal, all so passed through certain stages, and then it passes out in a different form. In a different form, some mele it's osir, or dilme mayel mayenofik. Why the achire have the bisrael? Omel Rav Sheishes nisur, shayitzim natomei tomei, vayitzim natoi atoi. Mitome loy koma, elo min atomei, vanename minedi tomeu. So it's osir. So that's the reason as to why the Ramban paskins that it's osir. The Rambam, and that's the Ikashite in the Mechaber, and then the Rambam paskens, v'yesh mishemater b'mei ragler. So the pshat in the Rambam, I think they say it. I mean, the pshat is very simple. That pshat in the Rambam is very simple. In other words, the Rambam holds that this whole shakla b'tayin the Gemara, the whole abayin the Gemara, when the Gemara says, b'mei raglayim of susim ugmal loika miboyel, so it's certainly muta, but miraglayim of a chameir. So why? Because it changes. So maybe it's oser on the score of hayetzim in oser. So that should be tolu in the machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and it's much more from the Gemara itself that it's tolu in that machlekes that it's told in machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim and the Talakam. Because if we say the Gemara in one lashon says that maybe Meiraglayim, then there is another lashon in the Gemara. But according to one lashon in the Gemara, so there was an alternative. That miraglayim of susim gmalim is muta, and only miraglayim of chamer is osa. Miraglayim of chamer is osa, and so then the Gemara is peishe that it's osa. So the Ramban holds that the Gemara is peishe that every miraglayim is osa, and the score of yitzim atomei is osa. But the Rambam holds that this whole Gemara Where the Gemara mentioned the possibility that maybe Miraglaim of Gmalim and Susim, so is Mutter, and Miraglaim of Hamirim is Osa. So that old Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. Now Rabbi Yaakov Shita is that Vashgizim Mitzoroim is Osa. Even though it does not emanate, that Vashgizim Mitzoroim does not emanate from the organism of the insect, it's manufactured by the insect, and the insect acts as a chemist in changing a foreign matter, a foreign substance, into another substance. Still, if not for the Xeras HaKosuf, that Dvash Verim is Muter, so Dvash Verim would be also. So even something that does not emanate from the organism, that is taken in by the organism and then it is secreted or passed out by the organism, so it should also be osir, and it is osir, except with Gabe Dvash Dveirim we have a special Zerzakosov. Some Mele the Gemore in one lotion had nabai assumed that Dvash Susim Ugmalim is certainly Mutar, because after all the urine too. So how is it formed? Because it's taken in the form of fluid, and then the organism changes it into urine, and then it is passed out as urine. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, so it certainly should be awesome. But, and the Gemara, and that's the Maskone of the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yaakov, it's also. And the Gemara wanted to say that according to Rabbi Yaakov, so only the Miraglaim of Hamirim is also. Mashenki Miraglaim of Susim Ugmalim, it doesn't go through any real change, because it is taken in as water, and then when it's passed out, it also looks like water. So even according to Rabbi Yaakov, it should be muter. So the Gemara says no, that all miraglaim is osa. Even the miraglaim of Susim Ugmalim, according to Rabbi Yaakov. Mashein kein, according to Tanekame. So Tanekame says that Vashgizim Mitzroim, where we don't have Xeras HaKosuf, is also muter. Now Vashgizim Mitzroim certainly is secreted in a different form than it is taken in by the insects. Just as honey is secreted by the bees in a different form than it is absorbed by the bees. It is absorbed by the bees in the form of a certain kind of a substance extracted from the flowers, and then it is secreted in the form of honey. So according to Tanakami, it's muter on the basis of Svore, without Xeras HaKosuf, even though it goes through chemical changes internally within the organism of the insect. Some mele miraglaim too. All miraglaim, not only the miraglaim of Susim Ugmalim, but even the miraglaim of Chameir that goes through a substantial change, it's ocho, and it looks like hollow. But it doesn't emanate from the organism of the behemo. In other words, it is taken, the animal takes it in the form of fluid, and then he changes it into urine, and it's passed out as urine. So mainly it's not considered, according to Nekame, it's not considered to come within the iser of Ayetzim Nosar Osar. And that Gemara in Pcheres, the Gemara says that all miraglaim is Osar, and the Maskone goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. But since the Rambam paskens like Tanekame, so mele it's muter. So mele it could be that the reason is why the Ramban says that it's Osir is because the Ramban is chelik, and he paskens like Rabbi Yaakov, and he doesn't pasken like Tanekame. So it's lishitosom. The Ramban and the Rambam are lishitosom. All right. Dvini ishenaso mecholo behemo, vinim tzestreifo. Imu treifo ishefsha shalo yirolo elato. שיר על האטו, ספור מאחרת, שיר על האטו, כי ניקף קום של מייח וחייצי, ואימו טרס, דאמרים על חשדו לניטריפו. So even though we know that the status quo changed, But we can apply the concept of chazoke even when we know that the status quo changed. But the question is, did it change some time ago or did it change only now? So we say, in this case, it changed only now. Avon Yodua Shekidim Shechol von Nitrifo. He said, I see what she needs for the bay or you got be a mako. She be Yodua. She Shle Shayomi can ask it or you call a dwinish and ask some club assurance. Me will be who got be a mako. Ain't less a canasa me men or tear gimu yomi. Avon Mashin ask some club or Kadim was a shock. Avon be Seres is sure a trafis. Habom and abetten Mashin ask me men. May or must. Vimoyo beider, in behemis achiris, misarif chlovo, im cholo achiris, hilchim be achashi oshishi. Vim yisamar behemis, beider voyadinom bivadai, shecholov natrefoi, yeser, micholov achas achiris, amdinom mistomedike shishi mumute. In other words, suppose we don't know whether, in terms of the milk, so the milk obtained from one behemo had shishim. As against the milk obtained from the other behemoths. We don't know. But we know that we had 60 other behemoths, 60 other cows, as against this cow. So even though we have no information, we have no special information as to whether each cow gives the same quantity of milk, but we can assume, we can take it for granted, that each cow gives as much milk as each other cow. So Mimele, since there were 60 other cows in the stable, so we can take it for granted that there were shishim in the milk. Mistomini ke shishim umuta, vidavki vishin sor vacholov, av misal vadvinis in iptilis, da vichticha oruya vishabit, vafil belof li bottle. Now we discuss that in Taruvis. Vim nitri for all this hirche, eneitzchen advinishin asu mechalbo, mishim dehave svek sveike. And it's not a sofik chison yediye, because no one is boki in making that dike. V'yeish eisrin afilu b'sirche. Like the Rajba. Ma shenech laftech shleishe yomim, v'ich the Rajba v'ram, v'chen yeish nineik. Why? Because we don't say svek sveike, because it's a sofik machmas keson yedin. V'chen yeish nineik, im en hefzit merub. Yalid yachmurte, perish kem beitzi zocho, she yachmires mashleches merachmo mutok. Shalye shachamei yoneitzabo, the afterbirth, muter, the pir shebealme. Now, one of the reasons as to why some said, those who are machshoret, and they said that resinous glaze is all right because it's pir shebaalme. And I can't see how anyone can say pir shebaalme about resinous glaze. The Gemara says pir shebaalme ligabei and afterbirth. The Gemara, many rishonim say pir shebaalme cholov animtza bikevo korush, or even according to one shita rishonim even tzolo. But to say ourselves pir shebaalme about resinous glaze is like saying pir shebaalme about honey. Would it make sense? So it doesn't make sense to say that the resinous glaze is pir shebaalme. Now, meraglo behemo v'chayo hater v'cholov u'mecholov shalehem muter v'yor adin limei mecholov shalehem. This so even though the mei mecholov, the watery part that remains after you boil the whey, so he's not subject to the Yisar of Basa B'cholov, still, but as far as the Gzerasakosuf of Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh is concerned, so that Gzerasakosuf implies every derivative of Cholov. So true, he doesn't have a Chalishem of Cholov, but the derivative of Cholov it is, you still obtain it from milk, so Mimele, it comes within the Teta. But Arab Rebelezer is a Yisayah, but it's we are not chesheish, it's a shite tchuyo, v'yeish m'sheyeise b'ze, Rav Eleza v'amine kisva orishim. Sheiro sheyonko min ha-treifo, cholo v'animtso b'kivoso muter, v'kolshten treifo sheyonko min ha-ksheiro, mishim di cholo v'amechunez b'kivo, pir sheba'al mehu, v'yeish eisrim b'cholo v'tzolu, ha-nimtso. So in other words, pir sheba'al mehu, so according to the Rif in the Rambam, even if it's cholo v'tzolu, it's pir sheba'al mehu. V'yeish eisrim de deshita from the tam. V'yeish eisrim b'chol of tzolul hanim tzo b'kei b'kshir shiyon kamen ha-treifo because it's not pirosh. V'yoch eno, like Rav Netam. U'mi u'en cheshishin shem o'yon kamen ha-treifo o'y min ha-tmeyo. V'hakel muter. Kol zman shal yodanu b'vadai shiyon kamen. We don't have to be cheshish. V'yeish eisrim l'chatchile l'hamid b'kei b'as-treifo שיום קומן אקשיר אפילו ביקורש. So whenever you find the Shulchan Aruch, I mean, Basa B'cholov or anywhere else, Stam kevo, not ir kevo, it doesn't really mean, it's misleading. But kevo, if the expression kevo is used, not ir kevo, it doesn't mean the stomach, it means the milk in the stomach. So it's misleading, but it means v'yeshe yisrim lechatchil lahamid b'keiva streifo sheyonk v'akshir in the milk that is in the keiva. Afilo b'korush, even though we are not cheshish for shitas rashi, but mishum haresayim dinire keichlo in treifes v'cheinegin lechatchil avum devet oish nisavu v'achir yishak l'muta cholo v'isho muta v'hu shepiresh k'ten sh'cholofte l'sechkli oi l'sechayad avu godel hayenek m'yishde yisho כי יניק שרץ, אף ילחלבס לסכפיב, והוא יומק, יניק שרץ, אף ילחלבס לסכפיב, והוא יומק הנה יסי מקס מרבוס, פירוש על שמור הבדי בספרי, ותינה כי יניק עד סייב דל לשוני, ליבורי, והי לחילה, up to 5 years לחילה, אם לא פירש, אבל אם פירש יגמלו שלש יום עם ישראל, סך החלטרות חידש, לא יעזרו, והוא שפירש מתרבורי, אבל אם לא פירש על מתי חילה שני אוכל לינאיק, הוא פירש יחילם להרזירי, ואם יסקון הם להרזיר נפלה כמה יומים, ובסי חובדלת חידש, אף מפירש מתרבורי, חידש או יסר, מוטה לארזר ולינאי קצי חובדלת חידש. ואין באבן העזר, סימן ידגימו עם חידש שיהי בור אלו למיין. חולוב נוחריס, מצריס, but it means חולוב נוחריס, כי חולוב ישראליס, ומכל מוקים לא יעניקו תינאי כמינם נוחריס, אם אפשר בישראליס. די חולוב נוחריס, מטמטם הלב, ומילד ליטב הרע, וחיים לא יתך על המנקה אסף לישראליס, דבור מהסורים. So it doesn't mean that the חולוב of a goye is מטמטי מסלב פסי. The חולוב of a goye is מטמטי מסלב because they are not זויר מחולס אסורס. But if the Israelis is not zero מחולס אסורס, so it is just as מטמטי מסלב. And this is what Ramos says, וחיים לא יתך על המנקס, אפילו ישראליס, what does it mean, afilu Yisraelis? I mean, if she is a Yisraelis, so she is not allowed to eat Dvor Masurim. So the Taz says, Niro Liforish, Dizeh Mayre, afilu im yesh lipomim heter liisho, lechel dvarisam te pikuach nefesh. Suppose the nursing mother has to eat treifes, niveles, dvorim tmeyim, because of pikuach nefesh, she's a chile she is misakone. So of course she has to eat, but we should not allow her to nurse the baby. So we should give away the baby to another menekes in order not to be meaning milk that resulted from certain foods that are also. Dvor ma'asur, v'chein atinik be'atzmei, ki kol ze mazik lei b'ziknuse. Dvash dveirim muter, v'af al pi shegufei hadveirim miurovim boi. ואף על פי שגופי הדברים מעורובים בו, וכשמפריסים הדבש מהם מחממים ומרתיח הניסים ממוען, איזמותה, משום דהב הניסים טעם לבדם. נאו, דבש סירים, that's resinous lace, דבש סירים וגיזים, מותה, that's the שיטס הרמבה, מפסקס לתנקמי, that דבש דברים איזמותה מצד הסבורת. So, ויש מי שאיסי, because they פסקן, they are משנים, הוא פסקן like Rabbi Yaakov. So only Ligabi Dvash Dveirim, there is a special Gzeres HaKosov. But Ligabi Dvash Sirim, there is no Gzeres HaKosov, so it's also Midraise. V'yesh Mishayi Seir, Rosh V'Ramban. V'eino Nutzrichin Lochish Loi, Ki Inim Motsu B'nei Nuklal. But today, that was in the Ramos days, but today, it is Motsu. Yes, what is it? All right, I don't know. Maybe it does. I don't know. I didn't inquire about that. But if this is so those who endorse resinous glaze, because in the process it goes to a stage when it's nifsum achres kelev, they should come out with an open statement in the whole press that all gelatin is muta. Because monefshach, if you rely on that heter, that at one stage it is nifsum achres kelev, so all gelatin is muta. So why say this rov is no good? And they spell out names. Why? Because he gives a hechsher on gelatin. But they are tzaddikim. They don't give a hechsher. They also give a hechsher on that. I don't know whether it goes to a stage where it's nisum machlis kelev. I really don't know. I don't know. Maybe it does. But on that, there is also machlekes v'sheni. Whether we say chayzav v'niyah or not. Now, tomorrow, so we'll go over Simen Pei Veis in the Tur and in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, this is a very complicated Simen, but you can't understand it unless you go over. Now, the Mishneh, Daf Nuntesom Medalev, Simon Yoif Linemru, Avalom Ruchachom, Nuntesom Medalev, Kolof Adair Istome, Kol Sheyej Leetzba Yisero Vizefek, Vikokovoni Niklav, Toye. All right, that Mishneh, and then the Gemore, just that Mishneh, Daf Nuntesom Medalev, and then the Gemore that starts, Daf, the last line in Daf Samachomet Beis, Vatanya Nesha, then Daf Samachalev Omedalev, Manesha Miyuchet. So this, it means Daf Samech, Omed Aleph and Omed Beis, up to the middle of Samech Beis Omed Aleph.
Simone, you can stay very comfortable. So let's go over the Gemara. I don't know whether we can finish it today. Now the Mishneh, part of the Mishneh deals with Simone Yifteir. Mishneh Dachnun Tes. Simone Behimo Vechayo Nemo Mnateo. Vi Simone Eif Loi Nemo. Avolomu Chachomim Kolei Fadeire Istome. That a bird of prey is tame. Now, what does it mean, a bird of prey? So there are several pshat. So the Rabbi Gershon says, "Hadir is tame shekilit mavia." If it is the habit, if the bird has the habit of grabbing its prey in the air. Not al gabi karak. So that's the pshat of Eif Adiris. Now, that's Rav Negersh's pshat. Now, Rashi's pshat is Ho'eichis b'tzirpono fumagbiya min ha'karaka ma'sheich. That Eif Adiris means that if he, with its claws, it holds on to its prey. I mean, every bird is a bird of prey. I mean, so it eats something. I mean, it's not, birds are not herbivorous animals, they are carnivorous animals. So they eat other organisms. So Rashi says, Hadiris means Oichis Bitzerponov, if the bird has the habit of grabbing its prey with its claws, Umagbiya Minakaraka Mashaichir, and it lifts. From the karka, whatever it eats. Now, Teisves is Masik and Rashi Pshat. Now, Teisves is Shalibin Kemei, Daf Samachale from Medale, Haderes, Pirish Bekintre Sheiches Bitzopono from Magbia Mina Karka Masheiche, Vikoshel Rabnetam, Daf Lutan Geles Eiseke. So, the Orach HaShulchan says, Tanigeles, it only looks as if it is magbia minakaka, but actually the thing that it eats is kept a little under karaka. So it's only a little lifted, but not completely lifted. Alright. But Teisves is chelik on that pshat, and for a shabnutam, there is veichel mechayim, vein mamtim lachetomus. Eva there is means that if it's in the habit of eating the organism, the living thing, while it's still alive. And if she'ene deiris means that the bird waits until the organism that it wants to eat is dead, and then it starts eating. All right. Now the Ramban and the Rashbo have a fourth pshat. So far, the Ramban and the Rashbo, they say that if adiris means that the kind of a bird that injects a venom into the living thing. the other birds that are not the Yosim, so they don't inject any venom, they kill it. But an Eva Deiris injects a venom into the living thing that it eats. Alright, so we have four different pshotim in the meaning of Eva Deiris. Alright. Because the Torah spells out in Shmini, in Rei, a number of birds that are oser, that are tmei. So together with the birds, the Gemara is marbe, so there are 24. If you count them up, you won't find 24. But the Gemara is marbe, liminei, other birds. So altogether there is a total of 24 birds. Now, the Torah doesn't mention any simonim. Vis-a-vis behemo and chayo, the Torah mentions simonitar. Let's say, l'gabei behemo teiro, chayo teiro. So the simonim are males geiro, if you choose the cod, or mafres esparso, split hoof, or vis-a-vis dogim, fish. So the Torah spells out, the snapier, because cases, if it has fins, if it has scales. So the simonitara spelled out. But vis-a-vis birds, fowls, the Torah only mentions certain names. Erei, Peres, Osnio. I mean, every name, 24 altogether. 24 meaning species. But simonim are not mentioned. But Avolom Ruchachomim, Korei Fadeir Istam, that if it's a bird of prey, then it's done. Kol sheden, kol sheyeshle etzba yisero, vizefek vikokovoni niklav, is toy. In other words, if it has an extra toe, if the bird, that's a simantar, if it has an extra toe. Now, so what does it mean, an extra toe? So Rashi says, etzba yisero, zu etzba hagavoya sheachiri haetzbois, that the etzba, that the extra toe is behind the other toes. Now, so many raise the question against Rashi that if the cimentare consists in having an additional toe behind, so how come the Gemara says that Nesha has no simonitare, not even one, an eagle, has no simonitare, not even one, but the Nesha, so the Metzias is that it has behind the other toes, it has an extra toe. So because of that, some Rishonim say that Etzba Yisero doesn't mean an extra additional toe over and above the number of toes that the Ifis Meim have. But it means that it's larger in the middle of the toes, so the middle toe is larger than the other toes. This is how other Rishonim explain Etzba Yisero. ומהו אצבע יסירו? פיר שרשי זו אצבע הגובה שאחר אצבויס. ויש אמרים שאי אפשר למכה, שיש בנשע, יש באצבע זו, ובגמור אומרו דו לנשע יש כל סימוני תומי. מה נשע שאין לי סימוני תארי כלל? גמור אסס. ולא חיל פיר שהוא דס דרן. But the Ran mentions the name of Teisves, but it's not in our Teisves. ולוחם פיר שהוא דעת אחד מעצבוי של פונוב גדי לו מחבריסאו ובנשר הוא עצבוי שוב Now, as far as the Ram's Kashi against Rashi is concerned, so how about Nesher? Nesher has an extra Torah behind. So he says that Rashi says, that's the reason. The Orach HaShulchan says very well. Rashi emphasizes, Ezba Yisero, Zu Ezba HaGoveya Shachir Ezbois. Why does Rashi say Ezba HaGoveya? Let Rashi say Ezba Shachir Ezbois. The answer is, this is the cementare. The cementare is, if behind the other toes, there is a higher toe, a larger toe behind. The Nesha, the eagle, has one toe behind the other toes, but it is just as tall as the other toes. So the cementare consists only Ezba Gavoya Me'achir Ezboi. It's alright, anyway. שלחין דיק דקרא שלימה אצבע גוויה שאחר אצבועיס כלימה שהוא גוויה משור אצבועיס ובנשר אני גוויה אל השוב לכולו. All right, anyway. So what are the simonitare? כל שיש לאצבע יסירה, an extra toe, an additional toe, vizefek, it has a quap, because the Ibis Meir, so do not have a crop. They have a gizzard, but not a crop. Mashen came, the Ibis Meir, so they have, in addition to the gizzard, they also have a crop. Is that the Kokovone Nikla? And the third cementare is Kokovone Nikla, that the gizzard is easily peeled off. In other words, that there is one lining on top of the gizzard that can easily be peeled off. Now the Gemara daf samach veis on the veis. So the Gemara says shmeinu sveikese. I forgot to tell you. I mean to go over that piece of Gemara daf samach veis on the veis. A small piece of Gemara. The Gemara says shmeinu sveikese, and one of the sveikis is certain birds that has a gizzard, and the gizzard can be peeled off. The outer lining can easily be peeled off, but only if you use a knife. But with your finger, you couldn't peel it off. So that's a suffix. The Gemara daf samach veis. So in other words, so one of the simonitari is if the lining and the gizzard can easily be peeled off. Now, if it can easily be peeled off with your fingers, you don't have to use a knife, then it's certainly cementare. Suppose with your fingers, it cannot be easily peeled off, but only if you use a knife, so that's a suffix. All right. So how many simonitare does the Mishnah mention? The Mishnah mentions actually four simonitare, but three simonitare are simonitare bigufei, organic simonitare, and the other simonitare in the day race is a functional simonitare, but altogether in the day race, not an organic simonitare, a functional simonitare. Altogether, there are four simonitare. All right, kol eif achilik esraglo tomi. So that's a simon. In other words, if it can miforish bigmore kishemamid elachut. In other words, if it can divide on a string, let's say it can stand on a string and spread out together, keep together two toes together and then the other two toes. If it can balance that way, so that's a raya that it's not an ivderes, it's not a bird of prey. I mean, the contrary, if it can balance, it's a raya that it is a bird of prey. But if, let's say, it is not so, if the bird is not so sporty, in other words, when the bird puts its feet and its legs on a string, on a thin ground, so it cannot manage to keep two toes together and the other two toes together and remove them but three together and one on the other end, then it's not an Eideris. I mean, so on the contrary, Kolei Fachilik is Raglof Tomei, so the Raya is, if it can manage to do that, to keep Shteyetz Bois Mikam Mishtayim Mikam, so that's a Raya, it is an Eideris. But suppose we didn't see that, it still could be an Eideris. But if we saw that it can balance itself in such a wonderful way to keep two toes together, Shteyetz Bois Mikam Mishtayetz Bois Mikam, then it's a Raya Brure. It is an Eideris. But if we didn't see it, it's not a Raya that... It's not an Eideris. All right. So that's the Gemara. That's the Mishnah. Then there is a Gemara, a very complicated Gemara. Daf Samech Chomet Beis. Daf Samech Chomet Beis. The last line. Simone Eif Linemu. Viloi. In other words, it's not mentioned in the Torah. Simone Eif. Now Nesher is mentioned among in the list, is mentioned in the list of the Efes Meim, of the Chodale, the Efes Meim, Ishmini Rei. So there is a Binyanav, it Roshe, Ma Nesha Miyuchet. Sheile Ezva Yisrael. Nesher does not have even one cimentar. He doesn't have the extra toe. He doesn't have his Efeki Klap. And he only has a gizzard. And the gizzard, the lining, the outer lining of the gizzard cannot easily be peeled off. And it's a bird of prey. It does not have even one cimentar. So in other words, what does the price say? That Nesher, we have two Yalfuses. So one Yalfuse is from Nesher. Nesher is spelled out among the infest name, and Nesher does not have even one cimentare. It has all this, all the four simonitumen. Not even one cimentar. So in other words, but if, so we have it Roshe, that if a certain bird does not have even one of the four simonitare, then it's certainly tome. If it does not have even one of this of the four simonitare, so then it's certainly tome. And then we have another Roshe from Teirin. Teirin has all the four simonitare. So if it has all the four simonitare, it is certainly toya. How about a bird that has some of the simonitare, but not all? So it's not mentioned. Now let's see. So anyway, but we see that the Torah does discuss it because the Droshe is also implicit in the Torah. So Omar Abaye loinema pirusha midivateiro ela midivasei. In other words, it's not spelled out. The Mishnah means it's not spelled out in the Torah. But the Chachomim mention it. Through the Roshes. Now let's see the Rashi. Nesher, who's Gabit Meir? Vidonim Binyanav, Himenu. Dima Nesha Miyuchet. Dima Nesha Miyuchet. Dimanesha miyuchet dein lay echod mikolasimonim alolo vitomei af kol shein lay echod mikolasimonim alolo mineshahu vitomei. So anything that does not have a even one of the four simonim, so it's a minesha. Now Rashi emphasizes here mineshahu. Why does Rashi have to say mineshahu? Rashi should say dimanesha miyuchet dein lay isim mikolasimonim alolo echod mikolasimonim alolo. Vitomei, of kol shein leyachon klasimonim alolu. Tomei, why do they have to say minesher? Who is interested in the label? Whether it's called minesher or not minesher. The droshe is that any bird that does not possess even one cimentari is tomei. Why does he have to emphasize minesher? But it's Rashi l'shitos. And the Rambam Shite appears to be like Rashi. The Rashi, daf samer gimel, Daf Sama Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, I mean, you should go over that Gemara. I forgot to tell you. I mean, the small piece of Gemara. When the, first of all, it's not a small piece of Gemara. The Gemara really starts here. Daf Sama Gimel Amud Alef. Omar Afchizde, one, two. The ninth line from the bottom of the Omet. Samagim Omet Aleph. Omar Afchizde. Hachasidah zu dayo. Livona. Loma shenit foshmo chasidah sheis hachasidah sinach in chabar sech. Ha'anofo zu dayo rakzonis. Law and Gemara continues. There is some agadity in this Gemara, but there is aloha also. And then up to Tomer Rabbanon, the fifth line from the end of the Omer, Sama Gimel Omer Beis. Up to Tomer Rabbanon, Leitchim Beis Melichov. All right. So there the Gemara says, Leilam Yishanu Odom Talmidi Derech Tzoro. There's the first big line in Sama Gimel Omer Beis, the Gemara. Omer Avuna Omer Av Mishim Rameya Leilam Yishanu Odom Talmidi Derech Tzoro. So Rashi says, Yishanu Derech Tzoro. So, the 17th line from the end of the Omet, Taf Samagim Omet Beis, the Rashi, Yishane Derech Tzora, Ve'ein Lecho Eit Eiro, Uve'ein Feis, Ein Lecho Eit Meyo. So Rashi Shite is that the list spelled out by the Torah of 24 species of Eifes Meyim is an exhaustive list. There are no other Eifes Tmeim. So if there is an Eif Tomei, it must be a member of one of the 24 species spelled out in Shmini and Bre. That's Rashi Shita. So the Rashbo in Teras Abayis is Chelik. And he says, it's not an exhaustive list. The Torah mentions 24 species of Eifes Tmeim. That does not mean that any species other than